Okay, if you stood near where the president stood yesterday at the west front of the Capitol, looking down from there, you see down the long strip of grass that is the National Mall, past the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial.
And that is about where I spent much of the day, Steve, in the farther reaches of the crowd. People were watching the speech on jumbotrons, and when they asked everyone to rise for the presidential oath, people out there laughed. They yelled, "Oh, we're standing," because there were no seats that far out. And I'll tell you, yesterday, Steve, you could buy almost anything.
Obama earrings are only $5. Obama earrings. Here you go.
One popular item they were selling was a winter hat that said Obama back to back across the front. Now, Steve, I was out there because I wanted to get a sense for what brought people to Washington, what they were taking from this day, and what they're looking for in Obama's second term. Of course, this was both an inauguration day and also Martin Luther King Day, and I spent some time at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, and here's one person I met there.
My name is Patrick Kennedy, and I'm a priest in the Christian community.
Reverend Kennedy had brought a Christian youth group along with him, teenagers from different parts of the East Coast. And for him, visiting the King Memorial and also the Lincoln Memorial was more important than the inaugural festivities.
It's kind of a party, Kelly Clarkson singing and Beyonce and stuff like that, but...
But this more important for what reason, would you say?
Oh, well, nobody gets more free just because Barack Obama says I'm president of the United States. He has a chance to do his work, which is great. But the things that Lincoln did and that Martin Luther King did, those were real actions that changed the world for the better.
But for hundreds of thousands of people, this was all about the swearing-in of Barack Obama. And that includes Thaiste Blanding. She's 45. She owns her own hair braiding business in Lynchburg, Virginia. And she got on a bus at 2 a.m. to make it to Washington.
And who'd you bring here? Who are we standing with?
This is my mom. I brought three generations with me, actually. My mom, my niece is here, and my sisters are all here.
So Thaiste was all bundled up, face warmer across her face. She was taking bites of Twizzlers to fight the hunger. And she was holding two American flags in her right hand. She waved them whenever something up on the big screen excited her.
Bill Clinton comes out.
I love him. He was actually our first black president.
Which made me want to ask Thaiste about the nation's actual first black president.
And as we stand here today on Martin Luther King Day, the inauguration, I mean, do you want to hear him talk about civil rights, race, being the first black president of this country? I mean, what would you like to hear
in terms of that? I don't think he should talk about that because, really, a lot of times it is said that we talk about that too much as far as the blame factor. We've accomplished a lot by him even getting this far. A lot of us never thought we'd see this in our lifetime. And this is a big accomplishment, and it doesn't even need to be talked about.
One thing she did want the president to talk about was the economy. Like so many other small business owners in the country, Thaiste has struggled recently. She said she was willing to give President Obama 4 years to clean up what she said was a mess that he inherited. But now, she said, it is his economy to fix.
Let us answer the call of history.
I stood beside Thaiste Blanding as she listened to the speech.
Thank you, God bless you. And may he forever bless these United States of America.
So what did you think?
It's great. It's just great.
What message do you leave here with when you leave Washington?
Hope that something's going to change 2013.
Yes. We were talking before about whether you think that, you know, a day like this can actually bring the country together politically. I mean, do you have hope with that?
I do now, after listening to him.
Why is that?
I don't know. He puts a positive spin on everything. Anything is possible.
And Steve, with that, Thaiste Blanding made her way back through the crowds to her bus, and she got ready for one long ride home.